it. It's WAUK on 540 and also on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage-prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump's hopes for a Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has named Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado the winner. She spoke with the Institute's director from hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
A setback for the president in his bid to have National Guard troops patrol Democratic cities. A federal judge in Illinois has temporarily blocked them from deploying anywhere in the state. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has reaction from Chicago.
Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
People along the East Coast are bracing for stormy weather. A nor'easter could slam the I-95 corridor with heavy rain, strong winds, gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the other side of the country is facing its own issues.
In the Southwest, we are watching a potential serious flood situation. We have a level 3 out of 4 risk for most of the state of Arizona beginning on Friday and running into portions of the weekend.
He says some areas could get more rain over the next couple of days than they do during the entire fall season. The Phillies' playoff run has ended in heartbreak.
The LA Dodgers had the bases loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the 11th inning when Andy Páez hit a grounder to Phillies pitcher Orion Kerkering. TNT had the call.
Páez breaks his bat. Kerkering gotta find it. Throws to the plate. Oh my goodness! He throws it away! And the Dodgers have won!
Had Kerkering thrown to first, the game likely would have gone on. The young pitcher says his teammates encouraged him afterward.
Just keep your head up. It's baseball.
The Dodgers will face the Cubs or Brewers in the NLCS. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures up 62. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Turns out wildfires aren't so bad for birds.
While bigger fires can wipe out trees and bird habitats, a new study by the Institute for Bird Populations found smaller wildfires can do some good.
Many of the fires that occur in our national parks have been low to moderate severity.
Study author Chris Ray says that bird populations have actually responded positively to that.
The densities of their populations has gone up a little bit.
She says that's because fires release new resources for birds to thrive.
CBS. The Stacy Lynn, the school chaplain who shot to stardom during the NCAA basketball tournament in 2018 has died. Sister Jean, front and center at the Loyola Chicago men's team's run to the Final Four.
We ask you, of course, that at the end of the game, we see the big W in favor of our Ramblers. So, amen. God bless us. And go Ramblers.
She was 106. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A minor traffic crash turned deadly in seconds on Milwaukee's northwest side yesterday morning. Police say at around 8:30, two drivers pulled over after an accident near 49th and Mill Road. Moments later, one driver pulled a gun, hitting the other driver with it. The driver hit was an off-duty Milwaukee police officer. Investigators say both men exchanged gunfire. The 26-year-old man, police say was the instigator, has been identified as Elijah Wilkes. He died at the scene. The officer was taken to the hospital and placed on leave. Body camera video is expected to be released within 15 days as an investigation continues. The Brewers took a toddling last night in Chicago, and the series comes back to the Brew City. The Crew has blown a two-game lead after dropping both matchups in Chicago, including a 6-0 shutout last night. The series is now tied 2-2, with the winner of tomorrow's game going on to the National League Championship Series. It's a 7:08 first pitch tomorrow at American Family Field. The winner advances to take on the Dodgers. Perhaps the streetcar could hop out of the budget. A Milwaukee alderman says one way to save money next year might be to cut the city's streetcar. Alderman Scott Spiker is pushing back against the mayor's proposal to raise the wheel tax, saying families are already stretched thin. Spiker argues that ending the streetcar, aka the hop, could save the city roughly $7 million a year. The higher wheel tax is expected to bring in about $2.7 million in new revenue. The Common Council is still reviewing the full 2026 budget, with a final vote expected in November. There is a chance for you to give feedback next Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Milwaukee man that admitted to putting super glue in a co-worker's drink has been sentenced. However, he won't see the inside of a cell. 35-year-old Joseph Ross pleaded guilty back in August to a felony after surveillance footage showed him slipping something into a soda at Wisconsin State Fair Park in March. The initial sentence was 42 months, but the judge stayed the sentence and gave him 3 months probation instead. Another big closure this weekend on the interstate near the Hale in Milwaukee County. Southbound lanes between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale Interchange will shut down tonight at 11 o'clock, along with ramps from the Zoo Interchange. Detours will use Highway 100 and Layton Avenue. Roads will reopen early Monday. And a renovated rep debuts tomorrow. There's an event marking the opening of the Milwaukee rep's newly renovated $80 million home. The makeover is said to balance history and accessibility. They restored the building's original 1896 exterior while adding wider seats, newer bathrooms, and a ground floor entrance. Designers say every seat offers an unobstructed view. Doors officially open tomorrow with a celebration headlined by Bernadette Peters. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Improvements on the way for two Wisconsin veterans cemeteries. Governor Tony Evers says nearly $2 million in federal grant money will support projects at the Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King and the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove. The money will go towards expanding capacity, upgrading facilities, and improving accessibility for visitors who come to honor those who served. A congressman's crossing lines in Wisconsin. Representative Mark Pocan spent part of the week visiting communities outside his 2nd district. He toured Richland Center, Viroqua, La Crosse, and Eau Claire in the 3rd as part of what he called "This is what a real congressman does" tour. Pocan criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not holding in-person town halls in his own district. He also warned that if ACA tax credits expire during the government shutdown fight, many Wisconsin families will face thousands more in yearly health insurance costs. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and doctors say knowing your risk could save your life.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and we, for that
to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Dr. Cecilia Strode with Osperis Health says 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, but not all risk factors are the same. She says dense breast tissue and a history of cancer treatments can increase that risk, even if your last mammogram looked normal. Strode says a physical exam and follow-up care are key to catching cancer early. There's a new scam going around affecting people using SNAP benefits in Wisconsin. State agriculture officials say scammers are making a fake version of the EBT Edge mobile app, the one that helps folks track their food assistance. The fake app charges people $5 a week or $60 for lifetime access. Officials say you should never have to pay for the real EBT Edge app. They are urging SNAP recipients to double check before downloading and report anything suspicious. And it's homecoming weekend at UW-Madison, and campus is getting ready to celebrate. The fun starts tonight with the homecoming parade at 6, with some streets near campus closed to traffic. Right after the parade, the annual block party pep rally gets underway. The weekend wraps up tomorrow night when the Badgers face the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
And good morning. It's 8:11, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. You can stream us as well at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, Mike Clements has got sports. And Bonnie Green's got traffic. Sean Cable will have an updated forecast. He was our meteorologist. Right now in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 53. Winds are southwest at 9. WAUK News Time, 8:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Hi, it's Jane Metnair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Metnair On Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number 2 with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Metnair On Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
And good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time is 8:13. Mike Clements has got sports, and then we'll have a traffic update with Bonnie Green, followed by our weather forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable. But right now, sports.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clements with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the 5th as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him?
$39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
8:15, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic as well. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound stop and go Mayfair to Burleigh. Southbound's jammed up 124th to Good Hope with road work. 89443 eastbound stop and go 92nd Street to Forest Home. 94 eastbound 76th to 27th Heavy and 94 eastbound after 25th, the crash on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Weather forecasts with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. 8:16 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, CBS News and also a look at money with Money Watch by CBS News. WAUK News Time, 8:16.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season. But pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. And Mike Clemens has got sports. Also, Bonnie Green with traffic. And Sean Cable, he is our meteorologist. He'll update us on the weather forecast. But right now, let's get a look at the money. Money World, CBS News, and Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 8:18.
CBS Money Watch.
The Internal Revenue Service has released updated 2026 tax brackets, which means taxpayers will have to make more money to pay into a higher rate. When it comes to the standard deductions, married couples filing jointly will have a deduction of $32,200. Single and married people filing as individuals will face a $16,100 standard deduction. Discord confirms around 70,000 users may have had their data stolen during a recent data breach, including names, email addresses, billing information, and government ID images. More than 46,000 Ambiano electric pressure cookers sold nationwide by Aldi have been recalled after 11 reports of contents escaping the device while in use.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, CBS News, local news with Stuart J. Waddles, followed by state news with Leslie Lotto, and also Mike Lovitz has got sports. WAUK News Time 820, here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage-prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump's hopes for a Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has named Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado the winner. She spoke with the Institute's director from hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
A setback for the president in his bid to have National Guard troops patrol Democratic cities. A federal judge in Illinois has temporarily blocked them from deploying anywhere in the state. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has reaction from Chicago.
Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
People along the East Coast are bracing for stormy weather. A nor'easter could slam the I-95 corridor with heavy rain, strong winds, gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the other side of the country is facing its own issues.
In the Southwest, we are watching a potential serious flood situation. We have a level 3 out of 4 risk for most of the state of Arizona beginning on Friday and running into portions of the weekend.
He says some areas could get more rain over the next couple of days than they do during the entire fall season. The Phillies playoff run has ended in heartbreak.
The LA Dodgers had the bases loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the 11th inning when Andy Páez hit a grounder to Phillies pitcher Orion Kerkering. TNT had the call.
Páez breaks his bat. Kerkering got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won.
Had Kerkering thrown to first, the game likely would have gone on. The young pitcher says his teammates encouraged him afterward.
Just keep your head up. It's an awesome take. It's baseball.
The Dodgers will face the Cubs or Brewers in the NLCS. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures up 62. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing at $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Turns out wildfires aren't so bad for birds.
While bigger fires can wipe out trees and bird habitats, a new study by the Institute for Bird Populations found smaller wildfires can do some good.
Many of the fires that occur in our national parks have been low to moderate severity.
Study author Chris Ray says that bird populations have actually responded positively to that.
The densities of their populations has gone up a little bit.
She says that's because fires release new resources for birds to thrive.
CBS to Stacy Lynn, the school chaplain who shot to stardom during the NCAA basketball tournament in 2018 has died. Sister Jean, front and center at the Loyola Chicago men's team's run to the Final Four.
We ask you, of course, that at the end of the game, we see the big W in favor of our Ramblers. So, amen. God bless us. And go Ramblers.
She was 106. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Baseball comes back to the Brew City tomorrow night. Most fans of the Brewers probably would have preferred to not continue the series at home, but Milwaukee lost last night in Chicago again, 6-0. The Brewers host the Cubs in a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night with a trip to the National League Championship Series on the line. First pitch at American Family Field is at 7:08 tomorrow night. Lots for tailgating typically open 3.5 hours before game time. The winner moves on to the NLCS against the Dodgers. The loser starts their offseason. Police in Milwaukee say there's clear evidence both men fired shots during a deadly confrontation following a car crash yesterday. It happened at around 8:25 near 49th and Mill Road when police say an off-duty officer was attacked by another driver who police say pulled a gun and hit him in the face. The officer then fired his service weapon, killing 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Investigators say they did find a gun at the scene and confirmed both men exchanged gunfire. The officer, a 21-year veteran, was treated at the hospital and is now on administrative leave. The name is Wausau, the location is New Berlin, and the number of jobs lost is 67. According to a filing with the state, Wausau Equipment is closing its New Berlin facility in December, cutting 67 jobs. The company, known for making snow removal products, gave no reason for the shutdown. The impacted workers include welders, assemblers, and fabricators. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you're driving through Milwaukee County this weekend, be ready for another big freeway closure. Parts of 41, 43, 894 will shut down tonight at 11 as resurfacing continues around the Hale. The southbound stretch between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale interchange will be closed, along with ramps from the zoo. Detours will be in place using Highway 11 and Layton Avenue. Lanes will reopen early Monday morning. Milwaukee's mayor wants to take you on one last spin before winter. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is hosting the city's final community bike ride of the season tomorrow morning. Riders will meet up at 9:30 at 2050 East Ivanhoe Place. The event is a chance to check out the city's upgraded bike lanes and enjoy some fresh air with neighbors. A few bubbler bikes will be available on a first-come basis. The mayor says it's all about safety, fun, and the community. And Brian Style will take your call today. The 1st District Congressman says the noon telephone town hall is a way to hear directly from people about the federal government shutdown. This will be his 9th phone event of 2025. Those interested can sign up at his website or by calling his Janesville office before the event. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. It's still months before the primary, but the fundraising race for governor is off to a fast start. Congressman Tom Tiffany says his campaign raised $1 million in under 2 weeks, calling it proof of strong grassroots support. Another Republican in the race, Washington County exec Josh Showman, has raised about $425,000 since May. The next round of campaign reports comes out in January. More women in Wisconsin are picking up hard hats, and it's paying off. A new report from a group called Construction Coverage says women working full-time in construction earn nearly $58,000 a year after cost of living adjustments, better than women's average pay across many industries. Women now hold almost 9% of Wisconsin's construction jobs. The shift comes as the nation struggles with a worker shortage, with hundreds of thousands of jobs left unfilled. After months of delays, the Wausau Ethics Board plans to hold a hearing today on a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. The complaint claims that the mayor broke city ethics rules by removing a ballot box from City Hall. Board Chair Calvin Dexter says it's time to move on with the case.
I'm not very open to the idea that we should have another delay here. You know, I think it's time to get this thing dealt with. We couldn't or shouldn't have gotten the new subpoenas out earlier, but I don't think there was any great surprise here to anyone.
One witness who was subpoenaed to appear at the hearing requested to be excused because they have plans. The board plans to deliberate again next week after the hearing. Finding affordable housing could get a little easier under a package of bills passed by the Wisconsin Assembly. The Republican-backed plan would allow more accessory dwelling units, relax some building code rules, and create a new starter home loan program. Some Democrats supported parts of the plan, but argue it still doesn't do enough to fix the state's housing shortage. A half century of scenic driving is being celebrated in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers joined state transportation and tourism officials at Timms Hill County Park near Rib Lake to mark the 50th anniversary of the state's first rustic road. The program started in 1973, protecting Wisconsin's quiet back roads for travelers, bikers, and hikers. There are now 126 rustic roads stretching more than 760 miles across 61 counties. Evers says the program's part of the state's investment in safe, reliable infrastructure and also boosts tourism. Wisconsin saw a record $25 billion in travel spending last year. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It is 8:30, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee with 53 as the air temp. Winds are out of the southwest at 9. We'll get an updated forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable, coming up. Also, Mike Clemens with a sports preview for this coming weekend. Badgers, Packers, and Brewers. Go Brew Crew. WAUK News Time is 8:31.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
It is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Haney. Couple of slow spots in the freeway system, too. We'll get a look at those with Bonnie Green coming up in traffic. But right now, Mike Clemens with a preview of the sports weekend in Wisconsin.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay with Sports on Mike Clemens.
All right, it's 8:34, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Traffic update time, sponsored this time around by Blindster.com, Bonnie Green.
94 eastbound stop and go from 70th Street to after 25th with a crash on the right shoulder. Roadwork causing delays on 4145 southbound 124th to Good Hope. 4145 northbound Mayfair to Capitals backed up, and 94 westbound 35th to Mitchell Boulevard and Calhoun to Barker the delays. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't, for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. It is 8:35. Time to look at weather. 540 WAUK staff meteorologist Sean Cable.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. Coming up, Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report with our updated agribusiness news. And then we'll get an update from CBS News as well. Also coming up to Stuart J. Waddles with local news, and Leslie Lotto has got state news. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. WAUK News Time, 8:36.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
And good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Coming up, following CBS News, we've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Leslie Lotto has got state news, and before CBS News, we've got agribusiness news with Pam Yonke.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced yesterday they were suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in 4 southern Wisconsin counties. Catch is, they didn't tell the poultry show organizers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More on that next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Dan Schwant of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club says he's mad They had a show scheduled for this Saturday at the Jefferson County Fair Park and found out through friends that the show was canceled. He said he received no notification from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I already started with the setup process. I already had emptied all the cooping out of the semi-trailer, and then all of a sudden a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, did you see what the dad cap did? And so that was news to me, and I was like, what? Because I checked my email, there was nothing there. And I called another one of our members and asked her, and she said she had received nothing either. So, and then it was just fun, saw it on the website there. So we've had to cancel one of our previous events because of the AI, and they contacted me in advance and said, hey, I had to cancel. Or this time I had nothing.
That's a surprise. Dan Schwant, the secretary of the Beaver Pigeon and Bantam Club, they were having their annual fall swap on Saturday. But now the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspending all poultry shows, exhibition, swap meets, and movement of poultry in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties until the end of the calendar year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And congratulations to Kurt Larson from Reedsburg. He's been selected as the new president of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board of Directors. Larson is the current president, CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He'll also act as the state's representative on the Federation of State Beef Councils. There's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
It's 841 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, and we're streaming as well at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up at 9, Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Buck. And also, we got local news with Stuart J. Waddles, and Leslie Lotto has got state news. Right now in Milwaukee, cloudy skies and 53, winds are out of the southwest at 9. WAUK News Time, 841 CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A ceasefire in Gaza took effect this morning after Israel's government formally approved an agreement with Hamas on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. This Israeli man waiting for the hostages.
We hope that he returns safe and sound, and we wish that, with God's help, within the next 2 or 3 days, we will see him.
Thousands of Palestinians who'd gathered in central Gaza are marching northward.
Even if the house is destroyed, even if it's just rubble, we'll go back, put up a tent, and return to our people.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang at the White House.
President Trump says he will leave on Sunday for the Middle East, where he will attend the signing of the peace deal agreement in Egypt and address the Knesset, Israel's parliament, in Jerusalem. He plans to be there when the hostages are released.
The White House is blaming politics after the Nobel Committee passed over the president and awarded this year's Peace Prize to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado.
Thank you so much. But I hope you understand this is a movement. This is an achievement of a whole society. I am just, one person.
It's day 10 of a government shutdown here in the U.S., and travelers may face holdups as the Columbus Day weekend begins.
52,000 flights are scheduled today to handle the moderate surge, but the FAA has been flagging air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels in recent days, as some air traffic controllers expected to work despite not getting paid call and sick instead.
CBS's Michael Toscano. More of us are falling behind on car payments.
More than 6% of subprime auto loans are 60 days or more overdue. That's a record. 1.7 million cars were repossessed last year, the most since 2009, the Great Recession. Higher car prices and interest rates have more buyers stretching their budgets and taking out longer loans. Some can't keep up. Consumer Reports Autos editor Keith Barry.
Get pre-approved for a loan, put down as much money as you can, and avoid those long-term loans.
Experience is the average interest rate on a used car loan is 12%. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The latest French export, a scented stamp. Vicky Barker is at the Foreign Desk this morning.
After l'amour, the French love their wine, their cheese, and their croissants, those crescent-shaped breakfast pastries found on cafe tables across the land. And now, the French Post Office has created a special edition scratch-and-sniff airmail postage stamp that emits the scent of a croissant.
Dow futures are up 61, S&P futures ahead 2, NAS futures up 5. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Sister Jean's died at the age of 106.
Sister Jean was the school chaplain who became a celebrity during the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament. She was a very visible presence in maroon and gold school colors as the Loyola Chicago men's team made an improbable run to the Final Four.
We ask you, of course, that at the end of the game we see the big W in favor of our Ramblers. So, amen. God bless us, and go Ramblers.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt published a memoir. They even made a bobblehead in tribute to her. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Counter programming to the Super Bowl halftime show. Turning Point USA, the organization founded by the late Charlie Kirk, says it will host its own entertainment for anyone offended by the selection of Bad Bunny. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A minor traffic crash turned deadly in seconds on Milwaukee's northwest side yesterday morning. Police say at around 8:30, two drivers pulled over after an accident near 49th and Mill Road. Moments later, one driver pulled a gun, hitting the other driver with it. The driver hit was an off-duty Milwaukee police officer. Investigators say both men exchanged gunfire. The 26-year-old man police say was the instigator has been identified as Elijah Wilkes. He died at the scene. The officer was taken to the hospital and placed on leave. Body camera video is expected to be released within 15 days as an investigation continues. The Brewers took a toddling last night in Chicago and the series comes back to the Brew City. The crew has blown a two-game lead after dropping both matchups in Chicago, including a 6-0 shutout last night. The series is now tied 2-2 with the winner of tomorrow's game going on to the National League Championship Series. It's a 7:08 first pitch tomorrow at American Family Field. The winner advances to take on the Dodgers. Perhaps the streetcar could hop out of the budget. A Milwaukee alderman says one way to save money next year might be to cut the city's streetcar. Alderman Scott Spiker is pushing back against the mayor's proposal to raise the wheel tax, saying families are already stretched thin. Spiker argues that ending the streetcar, aka the hop, could save the city roughly $7 million a year. The higher wheel tax is expected to bring in about $2.7 million in new revenue. The Common Council is still reviewing the full 2026 budget, with a final vote expected in November. There is a chance for you to give feedback next Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Milwaukee man that admitted to putting super glue in a co-worker's drink has been sentenced. However, he won't see the inside of a cell. 35-year-old Joseph Ross pleaded guilty back in August to a felony after surveillance footage showed him slipping something into a soda at Wisconsin State Fair Park in March. The initial sentence was 42 months, but the judge stayed the sentence and gave him 3 months probation instead. Another big closure this weekend on the interstate near the Hale in Milwaukee County. Southbound lanes between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale Interchange will shut down tonight at 11 o'clock, along with ramps from the Zoo Interchange.
Detours will use Highway 100 and Layton Avenue. Roads will reopen early Monday. And a renovated Rep debuts tomorrow. There's an event marking the opening of the Milwaukee Rep's newly renovated $80 million home. The makeover is said to balance history and accessibility. They restored the building's original 1896 exterior while adding wider seats, newer bathrooms, and a ground floor entrance. Designers say every seat offers an unobstructed view. Doors officially open tomorrow with a celebration headlined by Bernadette Peters. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Improvements on the way for two Wisconsin veterans cemeteries. Governor Tony Evers says nearly $2 million in federal grant money will support projects at the Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King and the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove. The money will go towards expanding capacity, upgrading facilities, and improving accessibility for visitors who come to honor those who served. A congressman's crossing lines in Wisconsin. Representative Mark Pocan spent part of the week visiting communities outside his 2nd District. He toured Richland Center, Viroqua, La Crosse, and Eau Claire in the 3rd as part of what he called "This is What a Real Congressman Does" tour. Pocan criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not holding in-person town halls in his own district. He also warned that if ACA tax credits expire during the government shutdown fight, many Wisconsin families will face thousands more in yearly health insurance costs. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and doctors say knowing your risk could save your life.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and for that to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Dr. Cecilia Strode with Osperis Health says 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, but not all risk factors are the same. She says dense breast tissue and a history of cancer treatments can increase that risk, even if your last mammogram looked normal. Strode says a physical exam and follow-up care are key to catching cancer early. There's a new scam going around affecting people using SNAP benefits in Wisconsin. State agriculture officials say scammers are making a fake version of the EBT Edge mobile app, the one that helps folks track their food assistance. The fake app charges people $5 a week or $60 for lifetime access. Officials say you should never have to pay for the real EBT Edge app. They are urging SNAP recipients to double check before downloading and report anything suspicious. And it's homecoming weekend at UW-Madison, and campus is getting ready to celebrate. The fun starts tonight with the homecoming parade at 6, with some streets near campus closed to traffic. Right after the parade, the annual block party pep rally gets underway. The weekend wraps up tomorrow night when the Badgers face the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
8:52 is time. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. Coming up, Mike Lemons, one last check with sports this hour. He'll be having sports updates all throughout the day as well. Packers, Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks. It's fall. Go Wisconsin and all sports teams. And it's coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Right now, it's cloudy skies in Milwaukee with 53 is the temp. WAUK News Time, 8:53.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olva, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
854 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Coming up, update with traffic with Bonnie Green, weather with our meteorologist Sean Cable, Wisconsin Sports Weekend, preview from Mike Clemens.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. He was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Quick look at traffic. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
894 41 northbound stop and go Hale Interchange after Cold Spring Road. A crash blocks the left lane. 894 43 westbound, 76th Street to the Hale Interchange heavy. 4145 northbound tight center to Capitol. And 4145 southbound stop and go 124th to Good Hope with that road work. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, Bonnie. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, traffic that is. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. WAUK News Time is 8:56. Look at the weather forecast with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour. Then we'll get into Matt Nair on Air. Shane Matt Nair and Greg Bach from 9 to 11. Tom Hartman comes from 11 until 2. Then 2 to 4, it's Todd Alba. 4 to 6, Maggie Dawn Show. It's all part of the great conversation here. Real news and great conversation on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 8:57.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
8:58, quick look at your money. CBS News Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
The Internal Revenue Service has released updated 2026 tax brackets, which means taxpayers will have to make more money to pay into a higher rate. When it comes to the standard deductions, married couples filing jointly will have a deduction of $32,200. Single and married people filing as individuals will face a $16,100 standard deduction. Discord confirms around 70,000 users may have had their data stolen during a recent data breach, including names, email addresses, billing information, and government ID images. More than 46,000 Ambiano electric pressure cookers sold nationwide by Aldi have been recalled after 11 reports of contents escaping the device while in use.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. It's 8:59. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney, now serving all news all morning. We'll do it again Monday and all next week as well. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, we've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. And that'll be following CBS News coming up at the top of the hour, followed by the weather forecast as well. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Thanks for listening.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A Gaza ceasefire went into effect this morning after the Israeli government approved the first phase of a peace plan with Hamas. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
President Trump says he will leave on Sunday for the Middle East, where he will attend the signing of the peace deal.
The president's hope that his efforts would win him the Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has awarded it to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who lives in hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
The White House is chalking up the president's snub to politics over peace. The French are paying tribute to a favorite pastry at the post office. CBS's Vicky Barker from the Foreign Desk.
The French Post Office has created a special edition scratch and sniff airmail postage stamp that emits the scent of a croissant.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored.